1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, 31 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Sarah Bays. Sarah's the Emporia High School Choir Director, and also by Mr. Bob Hazelhoon, Middle School and High School Band Director. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great. Thanks.
All right, Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're doing all right. Sarah, is everything ready to go here for the dress rehearsal today and the official performances tomorrow and Thursday?
It is. We were downtown yesterday all together for our first combined rehearsal. And, you know, I think we remember what we're doing now, so we're ready.
You have to kind of bring that up because last year you had the totally different approach.
You bet. So last year we had a virtual format for Seasonal Celebration, which was an opportunity for us to change gears and still try to provide the community with, some type of performance product, which was a cool experience for our kids. But I think I can speak for probably us and all of our students that we're all just pretty glad to be back in person this year and back at White Auditorium.
Well, Bob, do you have the middle school and high school bands all set to go?
For the seasonal celebration, we use the high school kids, but they are raring to go and happy to hit it off. Everybody's just really glad to be performing together. It was really fun yesterday. It sounded really good. They did some new treatment down there at the auditorium, the sound treatment, and it really helped. It sounds great.
So what kind of selections can we expect to hear from the band coming up Wednesday and Thursday, Bob?
Well, I like to think of it as a box of chocolates, and the selection is just a little different this year. You might have had one of these selections before. We're playing the Hanukkah song. Mr. Willard will be directing that. And then I'm doing the Carol the Drum, so if you pa-rum-pa-pum-pum any... you come and listen. It's really good.
I love parumpa-pum-pumming. I do.
I know. It's one of my favorite parumpa-pumming things to do during this festive holiday season.
Outstanding. Sarah, what can we expect here on the choral side of things here from students this time around?
So we, we have some of our kind of classics that either repeat each year or are on a 2 or 3 or 4 year rotation. But one of our songs, you'll actually see just a little bit. We like to call it choreography. It's not quite choreography. You know, their feet aren't really moving that much. But we are going to just include some movement on one of our songs to just try to make it something a little different and a little more interesting this year. And then Chorale is premiering a song that I don't believe has ever been performed at Seasonal Celebration. It is called Adoration of the Magi. And it's just a really, just a beautiful four-part piece and just really fits that spot in the program, right, what we needed it to do.
Feet may not be moving much, but their lips will be. We know that, right? That'll be happening.
Yep.
That is for sure. So the Seasonal Celebration, Emporia Public Schools, 86th Annual Seasonal Celebration, December 8th to 9th at White Auditorium. So, Sarah, when will things start both nights?
7 p.m. Wednesday night and Thursday night.
And I think doors will open an hour prior to the performance, and Sarah, is there an admission charge?
We ask for a $3 donation at the door.
Okay. And then the dress rehearsal, which is today, what time is that, Bob?
That's straight up noon.
Okay.
Straight up noon. And we would invite any and encourage people who don't like to get out in the evening when it's too dark and stuff. This is a perfect time. We say that this is a rehearsal, and we may have to go back over things, but our goal is to run through it just like we would on Wednesday and Thursday. And so we would love to have people come and watch.
And this is also the time here for those of you who want to get pictures, say flash photography. Today is the day to do that as opposed to the actual performances, right, Bob?
Yep, that's right. The papers and all that will be here. And, you might even be there, won't you, Chuck?
I typically am, so I'm looking forward to seeing you guys there.
I thought I might see you there today.
Yep, looking forward to it. Bob, I also wanted to ask you, and Sarah, I wanted to get your thoughts on this too. And we mentioned here about the switchover from last year to this year and, you know, how excited students are to have the more traditional format after COVID-19 sent everything virtual here last year. But talk a little bit about, you know, kind of how long the students have been going and I guess maybe some of the different things that, in addition to the music, you've been trying to teach here with the seasonal celebration. And, Bob, I wanted to start with you on that. There's some of the different music things and musicality that you wanted to maybe bring out here with the students this year.
Well, you know, it's been, last year was just different because it wasn't until almost the end of the year that we were almost all together. So just playing as a group, having that sense of just wholeness where the whole group's there. I think that's just, and I don't know. I think just the celebration of playing is, I think we're enjoying that more than anything else. And I mean, we're always trying to be more musical, and especially like the piece that I'm doing, it can get really loud really fast, and then we don't sound good. So it's about control and to bring that as it feels like the drummer's getting closer to you. You know, we try to control that so it doesn't just blast it. Anyway, those are the kind of things that we've been working on.
Understood. Sarah, from your perspective, what are some of the different musicality things that you've been working on with your students here this time around?
I mean, I would agree with Bob that, like, that sense of ensemble is really the thing that our students, you know, don't have as much of a grasp on this year because we have, you know, we weren't continuous throughout the last couple of years. And so just establishing that, you know, it takes a lot of trust to perform with an ensemble. You know, you're kind of counting on those people around you to know what they're doing and do what is expected. And then that trust between the director and the ensemble as well. And, you know, we have the fall to sort of step back in to group performances and live performances. But I think that we're just still really establishing, you know, kind of that ensemble bond again. And it's exciting to see that, you know. Typically, you know, with my chorale kids, they're juniors and seniors, you know, and so typically about half that group has, you know, been in these shoes or these dresses or suits, rather, before, you know, and I've got half the group with this experience, you know, and they really know how it's going to feel. And this year is essentially a brand new chorale as far as being, you know, kind of the leaders of the choirs. And I would say there's a lot of nerves going on among the singers. But I really think they're going to rise to the occasion. I think we're going to have a really beautiful performance.
So how many students will you be directing, Sarah?
This year, I have just under 100 in the high school choirs.
Nice number, isn't it?
Wow, that's pretty good.
You know, it is. It's down with, you know, with us not being able to perform live and without that continuity from last year, there's a little fewer of a carryover. And so we're all the music program, and actually it's really interesting because really all of our electives at the high school, all of our activities, we're all sort of in a rebuilding pattern after last year, which is, you know, it's okay. It's an exciting place to be because we know that in the next few years we're going to be building back to some bigger numbers and, you know, implementing some new ideas and things like that. So it's an exciting time.
So how robust will the band be, Bob?
We sound great. Well, you know,
I believe you.
I don't know if robust is the word I'd use for Christmas or the seasonal. The thing about the seasonal, I think that's so cool, because I remember when I did it when I was a sixth grader, And the kids will get to feel it, especially if they haven't done it. We have a lot of kids, especially like in the orchestra, who our seniors were sophomores the last time they did this. So haven't had that extra chance of actually being the leaders and stuff. So this the whole experience is almost anew, and the beauty and the pageantry and just the joy of being able to perform together, you can really feel it. And when we get the lights and the kids are in their regalia, and it starts off with the processional, it's just a beautiful treasure, and it's so awesome to be able to do it again. Really, it's a blessing, more for us as teachers, but for the students, for everyone. And I hope that everybody, if they get a chance, either Wednesday or today, because we can fill that place up today too, get a chance to come and watch. It's a joyful time.
So what are your band numbers like as far as those you'll be directing or conducting here this week?
We've got on the stage, for one tune, we're using everybody, which is like 60, and then the other tune is just a little bit smaller. We're using the symphonic band, so it's more like 45. And then this year, the orchestra, we went with just 8th grade, and then the high school numbers, so we have some of our band kids on the floor. We have about 20 of them, but it's smaller, too, because we wanted to blend well with the orchestra. The orchestra sounds really good. So, yeah, it's awesome. Can't wait to see it.
Outstanding. Well, Sarah, anything else you wanted to roll in here to our discussion before we close things down here this morning?
You know, I've always thought of this Tuesday dress rehearsal performance as, you know, this is our last practice, and we have the media there, and we have, you know, sometimes like the senior center and some places will bring over some buses, but now having a couple of little kiddos of my own, I'd also like to encourage, you know, any of our stay-at-home parents or child care providers, bring those kids, you know, let them run around, let them cry at this Tuesday dress rehearsal performance. I know, you know, my kid is turned into a pumpkin by 7 p.m. So that's just something I hadn't thought of in the past. So we would love to have the littles there today if people want to get them bundled up and get them to the show at noon.
All right. So that dress rehearsal is free, by the way, today. And that is at noon at White Auditorium. But the two performances this week will be Wednesday and Thursday, 7 p.m. Doors open at 6. And admission is suggested $3 donation at the door for school-age kids and adult preschoolers and younger will be admitted free. 86th Annual Emporia Public Schools Seasonal Celebration. Sarah, thank you. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Bob. Good to talk to you. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Have a good one. That's Bob Hazelhoon, who's the director of bands, Emporia Middle School and Emporia High School. And Sarah Bays, the Emporia High Choir Director. Seasonal celebration, Chuck. Well, basically, it's here.
Yep, that's right, with the dress rehearsal at noon today and then performances tomorrow and Thursday nights at White Auditorium. Did want to let you know that this week's newsmaker slots are full, and we are starting to get a couple of those filled in for next week as well. So if you want a